and he's on the other end of our McLaren Health Plan phone line. Professor, how are you?
I'm fine, Tony. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. I read your opinion piece. Headline reads, Casinos Take from Most Vulnerable. With 25, Michigan has no shortage of gaming sites. Why did you write this piece, and why do you feel this way?
Well, you know, the proposal is that, putting out there now, to add upwards of 22 new casinos in Michigan. And I just, you know, I think when Michigan amended its constitution to allow three casinos in Detroit, I think the feeling behind that, was that, you know, while gaming is something that the state wanted to get involved with to a degree, that it specifically was not interested in the proliferation of casinos all over the state. And I personally think that, creating a statewide casino network is not something that really is a social plus, so to speak.
Professor Brennan is talking about the proposal for a casino in Lansing. There's actually three of them, and you believe that many of these casinos will hurt folks who can least afford to be hurt financially.
Yeah, you know, the fact is that while there certainly is a percentage of people who, you know, gamble responsibly, the fact is, and I, you know, I don't think anyone's really shocked or to surprise anyone, but the fact is that casinos and the communities in which they exist create a new class of addicts. I don't think there's really enough publicity on the problems that accompany a gambling addiction. It's one of those sort of silent addictions that doesn't get the play that other kinds of addictions do. And really, the fact is that these casinos are always sort of marketed to the public as sort of community-saving businesses that are going to, you know, generate all kinds of tax revenue and such. And in reality, that's not true, and that the money that does come from the casinos primarily comes from people who really don't have the kind of spare dollars to gamble with.
All right, John, I've got to get to a hard news break here, but I've got two more questions for you. Can I call you back in a few minutes?
Yeah, sure. I'm going to be on the road, though, so I'm happy to talk some more if I can get to the phone. Sure.
All right, we're talking with John Brennan from.